What's going on, beautiful people? This is Mr. No Excuses and my man Jay.
What's going on? What's going on?
With another episode of the Hidden Truths Podcast, where we provide therapy through conversation, restoring trust and community advocacy, one conversation at a time. What are those skeletons you've been hiding in your closet? What are those uncomfortable conversations that you need to have that may be holding you back from your progress? The more we talk about it, the more we communicate openly and honestly about it, the more we can start trusting each other. The more we start trusting each other, the more we can start building and growing with each other. So that's what we're here to talk about with the Hidden Truths Podcast. Be sure to check us out and subscribe. We're available on all social media platforms and all listening platforms, Hidden Truths Podcast. For this week's community spotlight, we are shouting out Third Phase Body Oils, located here in Charlotte, North Carolina, on North Graham Street. You can locate them on IG and on their website. It's the number 3 for Third Phase, phase with a Z, body oils. So sounds just like it, or they sell the products just like the name sounds. Body oils, body creams, burning oils, all the essentials that you need to get your skin smooth, get your place smelling right, whatever you may need. So check them out, Third Phase Body Oils. I also think they sell the products online. Double check me on that when you go to the website, but either way, check them on IG as well. Third Phase Body Oils. I need to stop by there myself because I need some more burning oils for my place to keep it smelling fresh. So Jay, what's the good word for today, my brother?
It's funny because we're just talking about following people on IG, and we actually have a topic today that hints towards social media. The topic for today is following the leader, or follow the leader. So we're basically talking about kind of like the evolution of social media and just the evolution of our world following other people's lifestyles. And one of the things we want to talk about is the evolution of social media. And I'm going to start off a little differently. Forget Mr. Hidden Truth today. Start off with, I guess, Nita. Nita, how you doing today?
I'm good.
I like the smile. You bring sunshine to the room. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, when you hear the evolution of social media, how far back do you remember?
Oh, God. MySpace.
Ooh. Long time
Black
ago.
Planet. Yep. MySpace and Planet.
Where were you in those days and time, like college, high school? Can you remember? Like,
yeah, I was in my early 20s.
Okay. So were you a part of those?
Not so much Black Planet, because I didn't need to seek anybody. Like,
if I remember, Black Planet was more of a dating type thing.
Yeah,
I
didn't have problems dating.
Okay.
But I definitely liked the MySpace because it was almost as though you could personalize it and bring your personality to an actual page or website. And that's what I liked about it.
Okay.
I'm kind of an ambivert. I can be an introvert sometimes, so I don't really seek the approval of other people per se, but I am a lurker, so I definitely like to go and look at other people's pages and stuff. But for me, it didn't hold any value besides passing time when I was at work not doing anything.
Gotcha. I like that one. I'm gonna have to remember that, lurker, a person that just looks at the other lifestyles and takes their time to, I guess you get a kick, or you just find some,
Watching TV.
Like watching, what do you call it? Ratchet TV sometimes. You get enjoyment of seeing these people act crazy sometimes. So,
and you can be educated too, because there's a lot of good information out there as well.
That's true.
I don't know about the MySpace because I wasn't on MySpace.
Not MySpace. Maybe more so Instagram.
Right. In today's time. Like, I was on Black Planet like back in high school, college.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was just something cool to do. Like, you can have your own page design. Like, that was like the really first for me form of like web design.
Right.
In the essence, you could pick your color scheme, the whole nine yards for Black Planet, and for those who aren't familiar, Black Planet was, the original, Facebook.
Black people meet.
Yeah, Black people meet, whatever the case may be. To me, that was one of the original social media sites. Put your own screen name, the whole nine yards. So yeah, that, like I said, for me, that was back in my high school, college days. So, well, actually early high school, so probably 14, 15 years old.
Do y'all remember when social media developed into what it is now, like the start of it? Like, I'm trying to really sit here and remember when I really even got on Instagram. I don't remember.
Well,
Twitter. Excuse me. I mean, I forget Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter
as
well.
That's a big one. Or Facebook.
Well, Facebook started popping back when I was in college, so that would have been around like the 03, 04 time frame. And that's really...
You know what?
One
I
of
do.
The,
You're right. It was college.
Yeah, it was college. It was that's college. When that's really why Zuckerberg started it. He wanted to create a platform for college students to kind of, you know, meet up, network, you know, whatever, and connect. And then, you know, obviously it has grown and magnified from where it started. But yeah, funny thing is, when I was in college, I wasn't even on Facebook. Like everybody was talking about Facebook. Like, and that in college, it was really used for hookup.
Yeah.
Like, that was the original Tinder back in college.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it did start off that way. He wanted to be able to have guys grade the girls in college by their looks and, you know, compare them to people. And then it just turned
out. Oh, yeah, that's right, too.
Totally
I forgot about that piece. But, yeah, everybody was using Facebook to, you know, holler chicks, you know, reach out, whatever, whatever. And I just, first of all, I ain't had time for it because, hell, we in a co-ed dorm. I can walk down the hallway and meet somebody. So, for me, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it had a huge following. So, that was really kind of like the evolution and the start for me of when I noticed social media starting to really grow and transform into something, you know, a huge, you know, its own entity today.
Right, right. What about you? Did you join Facebook at the time of, I guess, everybody else? Or did you
I think I got into it kind of late.
Okay.
And then I got out of it really quickly because I started to realize some of the people that I was following and knew personally, they put on, they were capping.
What do you mean, capping?
Yeah, what's...
They
wearing
were just stunting. Yeah, like, yeah. just, you know.
Oh, just being
pretending.
Fake. Oh,
yeah, somebody.
And I, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, you see something, you say something. So instead of, like, getting into these wall verbal combats, just walk away. Like...
What do you mean, like, verbal combats on social media?
Yeah, like, you know, saying something to somebody, and then it turned into a whole, like, Jerry Springer right there on somebody's wall.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens today all the time.
Yeah.
And which amazes me because people obviously have a lot more free time than I do. Like, I don't have time to go back and forth with time. I don't even like typing damn emails at work.
I swear, I'm with you on that.
Like, and that's with a full keyboard. So you talking about taking the time to punching all these characters on my phone and read and interpret and internalize somebody else's opinion? Like, I'm not putting that much energy into what other people think.
Right. I think the other thing for me as well that I didn't like about Facebook was the simple fact that people almost put too much of their business out there. Like, I'm a very private person. And it's just certain shit I don't want people to know. Like, because I hold it dear. I hold, you know, just my personal space so close to me. I don't feel like you should be posting stuff like every little thing. Like, okay, it's nice to go on a trip or, you know, how many selfies do you need?
So that brings it to the question. Is it really social? Is these social media outlets really what you can consider sociable?
I think it's a soundboard for narcissism.
Absolutely.
Pretty interesting.
Go into detail about that. Because I agree, but I want to hear your perspective.
It's people seeking attention and wanting to be held on a platform. So that exchange of energy, I don't give my energy to people who always want attention. I don't have it to give.
And also the thing, going back to what you mentioned, as far as people wearing a mask or pretending to be something they're not, it's like watching a movie. It's like watching an actor or actress. I can be anything I want. I can give the illusion that I am whoever or whatever I want to be just by posting some pictures that may not even be authentic. It's like, y'all remember back in the day when they used to show how they made music videos. I can't remember what they were called. like making the video or something like that. But they would show like how music videos were being made, and they showed the final music video. Mm-hmm. And then behind the scenes, they talk about how the cars are rented, the jewelry is rented, the women, like obviously those aren't their women. They don't live in those houses. You know, all that stuff is rented, and mm-hmm. it's a facade. Social media is no different. A lot of times what we see is just screenshots of a trip that somebody has never been on, or, you know, like on movies, they use the blue screen with the background. You know, they'll take a picture at the lake on the boardwalk and say they at the damn beach or some shit in Bali or something like that. Like, you know, you see a lot of pretending on social media. But again, you can convince people mm-hmm. who don't have a sense of discernment that your life is so much greater than what it is. Mm-hmm. And what it creates is a sense of envy.
And competitiveness.
And competitiveness. And a lot of times depression, because I've heard tons of people say, damn, I'm looking at this person's page and that person's page, and I feel like I ain't doing shit with my life. But you're comparing yourself to something that's not even real yeah. in a lot of instances. You know,
people do it all the time with their like relationships and stuff.
I was
so,
just about to say,
you
that.
Know, they put on like they're so happy, but y'all fight every day,
right?
Especially you getting cheated on, but this is the love of your life. Like everybody mm-hmm. knows it, but and then that's what killed me. Yeah. People know it, and then you co-sign the bullshit,
right?
I can't. I don't have my energy to get to it.
So it's like we don't have a lot of followers in social media. The couple we do have are actually living these lives.
But hold on. You said we don't have a lot of followers?
I mean, I'm sorry.
A lot of leaders.
Excuse me. Leaders, yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
So basically what I'm trying to say is the people that are on social media watching these other people live these lives is actually a circle. So you have one person that's like envying another person that's actually not living that lifestyle. So then that person that's not living that lifestyle is faking it, but they're watching somebody else that's living it to act like that. So it's just a round circle.
Everybody's following everybody.
So the few people that you may have on social media that are the leaders, it's not enough of them to lead.
Right.
You need more leaders out here to lead more of these social media followers so people could not be depressed or could guide you into doing better things. Like, for instance, when I go on social media, I watch different people like entrepreneurs. I'm gonna say this name wrong. Is it Grant Cardone? Is that correct?
I don't know.
He's an entrepreneur, and that's what I watch.
Mm-hmm.
But these people have evidence, like they're on the news. You can read about their businesses, you know,
right.
stuff like that, you know. But you have so many other things that people watch. Like, for instance, I'm gonna be straight honest with you. You have guys out here that we watch. The women on there that, you know, a lot of these Instagram, what we call Instagram models, that come on there and right. they basically showing their bodies off. So you probably have women that watch that wishing they had that type of body style. You got men on there wishing they had that type of woman, but you know, don't know what comes behind just that look. Mm-hmm. You're just a look on front of a camera, but behind that, there's so much less you might have.
Right.
When that look is made up.
Correct, because like they've investigated some of the pictures. You have some people that really take time and look at it and be like, you're taking a picture in a place where your TV's on the ground with movies beside it and a mattress
right.
on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's like, but if you're so-called doing this, why aren't you more worried about making
priorities.
Something? Thank you. Thank you. You're prioritize mm-hmm. your life.
That's because likes are the new form of currency. Likes and attention.
It's the new drug.
It's a new drug, absolutely.
So let me ask you a question, E. Can I go to Best Buy and buy me a phone with likes?
Nope.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something.
Oh, you ain't missing absolutely nothing.
Okay,
but
I was about to say, man, let me get some of that.
No, when I say it's the new form of currency.
I know, I was just being funny.
Well, yeah.
I was being funny. I'm just saying, you know,
yeah.
I just.
But you can't do shit with it.
Can't
you can't take that shit to the bank. Mm-hmm. You can't do shit with it.
You can brag. You might say, I got 50 million likes and I'm going to look and be like.
Yeah, it's the poor man's form of fame.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it no
everybody
better.
Everybody wants that, though. Everybody feels fame is as.
Yeah, because a lot of. We think we associate fame with wealth.
Popularity.
And popularity.
Yeah.
But like me, like the fellas talk, we don't want the fame. Give me the wealth.
I'll take the wealth all
I want to be like me and Aunt was talking last night. And I don't even know why I name dropped. Don't nobody listening to this might not know who Ann is. So I'll just say one of my homeboys. We were talking last night. And he was like, yeah, we don't want to be that famous person with the paparazzi and all the attention. I want to be the cat who walks in with wealth on wealth on wealth that nobody knows. If Bill Gates walked into your average setting, most people wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't know. And I see him all the time in pictures and video, but you still, right. He's still too average, not flashy enough
exactly.
to know who he is.
If Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, walked into your average spot, nobody's going to know who he is. But he's one of the wealthiest people alive. That is where people get it misconstrued, in that we do all this to get fame and likes and attention. But look at what comes with a lot of the attention, especially as a black celebrity or black entertainer. There's a lot of problems. Biggie said it the best. More money, more problems. More fame, more problems. More notoriety, mm-hmm. more problems.
You get that black tax.
You get that black tax. You get that black tax. So when we look at social media, everybody's trying to compete for likes, attention, most followers. Now, I will say that a lot of companies will sponsor and endorse people who have large social media followings and whatever the case may be. You know, I see that
it's
on
business.
Yeah, that's business. It's like athletes have sponsorships. It's the same thing with social media. It becomes a business. So unless you're doing it to increase your brand recognition and sponsorships, or monetize it in some form or fashion, it's a waste. But then you also have to look at this, especially on Instagram. A lot of these followers and likes aren't even real. These are bots. You can pay to have inauthentic followers. I mean, even on, I don't know how many people use this app called GroupMe, but me and the fellas use it. And there's actually a bot on there that I think they call the bot Zoe. And it's like a friend, a quote-unquote friend on GroupMe. And it's the same scenario where it's inauthentic and it's a lot of trolling and inauthentic responses. I mean, I see it a lot of times myself where I may post something on social media and there'll be a response like just has nothing to do with the post. It'll be very general, like, way to go, I love what you're doing, or, you know, just something very generic and vague like that. See it all the time. So we're looking at these numbers, but numbers of likes, numbers of followers, but they're inauthentic. It's not real. It's a facade.
I think one of the greatest things I heard, I was reading, I like to read little quotes, and it was saying, make sure I say it right, don't chase attention, let attention chase you. Because the people that are chasing the attention, they're chasing the wrong thing, because attention is not going to get you what you're really looking for, especially if you're chasing it. But like you said, if you're the one walking in the room and you know you got it, but you're not flossing it, the attention going to come regardless. It's almost like people can smell.
People can smell, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like they can tell when you're different in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. People can smell charisma and confidence.
Yes. Hmm. Yes. Yeah. And that means a whole lot more than you trying to seek attention. And attention brings negativity, too. Think about the attention.
All attention ain't good.
It's not.
But people, especially when we look at social media, entertainment, celebrity, any attention for some people is a good thing because it's recognition. Even the negative attention is still attention. So a lot of times in people's mind, whether it's good or bad, I just want attention. That's why you see some of the nonsense activities that we see certain celebrities, entertainers attributing themselves to, because regardless of whether it's negative or positive, you're still talking about me.
Right.
I'll use Kanye as an example. You know, all this shenanigans with Trump and, you know, Make America Great Again. Regardless of how much negative flack he got, nonetheless, people still tuned in to hear what he was talking about and hear what he was going to say. People were still talking about him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. A lot of the pages that I follow, like on Instagram, is stuff that I can get knowledge from, mm-hmm. like intellect. Like, I usually don't follow anybody I don't know. So my page consists of people I personally know and pages that I like as far as hair stuff or
businesses, entrepreneurship,
yeah, business stuff. Yeah. So if I, that's all I use it for.
How much of a distraction do you think social media is to y'all, and then how much of a distraction do you see it being in the world?
For me, I actually have to admit there are times where, like, I'll go on social media to look for something else, but it's like doing a Google search. As soon as I pull it up, like, it's a million ads and other pages that pop up, and before I know it, it's like, damn, I came to look for this one thing, but now I done went off on a tangent. So I have to kind of redirect myself. So out of an average day, maybe 5 to 10 minutes of distractions. But usually I do that maybe like while I'm on the toilet taking the shit, or when it's, you know, some passive time where I'm on the bus or the train or whatever.
Right.
So for the average world, for the world in general, it was a huge distraction. And that's just another form of distraction, social media. That's 1 in 1,000,005 distractions that we already have. So for the world, huge distraction, which is not by coincidence.
Well, and I was just asking, just from you being around, when you're outside of your home and you're around public, how often do you see people distracted by social media?
100% of the time.
Okay.
100%.
How about you, Nita?
All the time. More than I. All the time.
What about your distraction with social media? Do you think you get distracted by social media?
Yeah, I watch a lot of YouTube.
That's okay. Okay. I know, trust me, there's a lot of people like that. I mean,
a lot of YouTube. I play a lot of Candy Crush.
That ain't social media, though.
But I'm just saying.
Actually, it is.
You can play against other.
You can interact.
Exactly.
With
so now I have a social media twist to it. See, that's how they get you. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny because when I look at it and hear these kind of conversations, I'm trying to train myself not to look at it for the social media aspect of it, but how are they making money off it? How do they get you? And it's amazing. The marketing skills that come with social media is amazing.
So talk on that a little bit more as far as the purpose behind the distractions from your vantage point.
So I look at it like this. We have, with social media in today's platforms, they're made for you to use in your downtime. But they're also made to turn the time that's not your downtime into downtime. So
taking away from your productivity.
Exactly. They're changing productivity to downtime as well. So when you're at work and you may have work to do, but you know there's something else you want to, it's almost like watching a good movie, but you know you got to go, or you know you need to leave the house. You're like, man, I give it an extra 10 minutes. I might be late, but I got to see what's going to happen next. It's the same. That's what social media is. Not wanting to miss a beat of the world outside of what you got to do. So if I'm at work, then I still can see what the world's doing because I'm in this 8 to 5, and I don't get to see outside these walls but 30 minutes or an hour lunch. But I can look at social media and I can see what the rest of the world's doing.
Feel connected.
You still feel connected. And we come into a world now where we don't want to lose connection ever. Think about it. Who hates to be without their cell phone? Not even just talking about social media. Just leaving your cell phone at home, not being connected to the world. All of it. I hate it. If I remember I left my cell phone somewhere and I drove 30 minutes back to go get it.
I don't mind.
Me neither.
No, I'm talking about leaving at a restaurant.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay. Like, that's like leaving your wallet at a restaurant.
Right.
Like, you don't want anybody to steal it or whatever the case may be. So that's different than...
But even so, like you said, leaving it at home, there's a lot of people that will not go anywhere without their device or being connected to the world.
Yeah, not I said
the
cat.
Not I said the cat.
Like, the only reason...
Well,
and
you know, we're talking about the majority, not the special people like y'all guys that's like, look, I'm good without it.
The only reason I keep my cell phone on me more now than in years past is because I do a lot of my business on my cell phone. You know, my work emails, work calendars, when I have meetings, you know, I can check that from my phone. You know, when I'm handling things with other entrepreneurial endeavors, I'm doing that on my phone. Rarely do I have a family emergency or, you know, a friend who is in an emergency, but, you know, I keep it on me for those reasons, not because I need to feel connected every single minute. You know, I actually was doing some research couple months ago on social media and the use of phones. And it said, like, you know, 30, 40% of Americans sleep with their phones in their bed or at least right beside them. You know, the amount of time that's
spent. I'll raise my hand to that. My plug for my phone is on my nightstand beside the bed.
Mine as well.
Right, and that's different. I mean, because I use mine for my alarm clock.
I don't. I just where it is. I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of the people.
But yeah, I mean, from that perspective, you know, I can get that. But a lot of people literally go to sleep with their phone in their hand. You know, it's like a teddy bear for some people, you know, or a thing of comfort. You know, I have to have it in my hand, you know, when I'm out and about. And I just observe. Everybody has their phone in their hand 24/7. Even when people are on dates or in a social setting.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody is on their phone. So it's like we're in a social setting, supposedly.
It's the matrix. It's the matrix. It's being a part of, but not being involved in. Hmm. So you have these connections with people, but you don't have the personalization with them.
Right. There's nothing authentic.
So you outside of it looking in. You're not in it at all.
And you said it so eloquently earlier. Social media is another form of a drug. It's very addictive.
It is.
When people are driving, they're checking social media. When they're eating, they're checking social media. Everything that people do, their daily activities involve social media, because everybody is looking for some form of an escape from reality, and that's what drugs are kind of meant to do. They give you a chance to escape from your current circumstances, because everything else looks so much better than what I got going on now. And it amazes me, like, when I see people actually on dates and they're constantly on their phone. Like, you know, I see a couple out on a date and they're on their phone. It's like, well, why did y'all come here? Y'all don't really like each other like that, obviously, if y'all are just on your phone the whole time and not even interacting. So social media has...
I think that social media has made people forget how to interact.
Absolutely.
That's another one.
Because it's no longer...
They don't even know how to communicate. Like, you can't sit and have a real conversation with people nowadays just because they don't know how to communicate.
Especially when you look at all the dating apps that's out here now. You know, we've talked about, you know, IG, Facebook a little bit on Twitter, but, you know, you look at the dating apps as well. And, you know, I hear from a lot of men, a lot of women that are on them, where they'll interact with somebody on one of these dating apps. And then, you know, the conversation would be good via text. But then when you actually meet them, him or her, the conversation is lacking because we don't know how to interact in person. Like I always use the comparison. I can write a good song, but I can't freestyle. Like if I got time to think about what my response is, because when you're talking about texting, I can go think of what I want to say. You know, I can respond, you know, after a couple hours, couple days even, and have time to craft a nice response. But when we're actually having to interact, I'm like, I got to look at you in your eyes and actually think and listen to what you have to say and process it on the fly, I'm lost. So yeah, it has completely removed the art of communication. Communication is a lost art.
I'm gonna throw this at you, Nita. I know you'll keep it real with this answer. And this is just finding out how you are and taking a female's version. But if a guy was to come talk to you and say he got your number, do you want him to call you or do you want him to text you?
He better call me.
But see, that's funny, because the world we live in, most women do text. That's what they want. Text me.
Nah.
How?
I feel like it's a lack of interest if you don't pick up the phone.
I agree. Exactly. I totally agree. But is it?
Or you got something else going on, and you just using me as a ego stroke? Because so, I've had that happen so many times, where, you know, on the app, here's my number, call me. They never call. Lose my number. Lose my motherfucking number, because you did interact with me via the app, but then as soon, and that's the only reason why I gave you my number. So as soon as you get in, you don't call me. It's either one of, it's a couple of things. You are actually involved with somebody, or you're a catfish.
So do you think it's more of an age thing, or do you think all age ranges are just getting into that way? Do you think like it's a younger people thing, a younger age group thing, like the millennials, or you think it's everybody that just starting
it might
to
be everybody.
Engulf people with how social media and being unsocial is starting to take over?
It, that might be the social engineering of it all.
Wow, that's deep.
I think different age brackets, different cultures and backgrounds use it a little bit differently.
Right.
You know, certain demographics may like Instagram, certain demographics may like Twitter, certain demographics may like Facebook.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, like, everybody's using social media. Mm-hmm. When I look at maybe the 50 and up, maybe 50 to 60, they Facebook. Use it a lot of times for Facebook and to reconnect with old friends.
Mm-hmm.
With maybe the 30 to 40s, late 20s to 40s, you know, it's more dating, keeping up with everybody's business, or a lot of times, like Nita said, following certain pages for knowledge seeking, and business building and brand recognition. Teens, well, you know, that's like anything else. It's just, you know, connecting, putting all your business out there, and drama, or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, everybody's using it, and it is a distraction to everybody. And you have to look at the bigger picture: is why is it allowed to be such a distraction? Why do we allow it to be such a distraction in our lives? And what are we being distracted from? Because the time that we're spending on social media, unproductive time, what could we be reallocating that time to? And what is it that's really going on in the world that we need to be focused on versus the social media posts?
Our purpose.
Exactly. Our purpose. And a lot of the bullshit games that are going on in the world as we speak. While we're being distracted with social media, there's blueprints and plays being drawn up for 10, 15, 20 years in advance on how to continually control us. Because you look at today, social media, our phones, like, we put so much information on our phones today, 2019. But you look 10, 15 years ago, we didn't want to put all of our information out there. I mean, you look at Uber, for example. We use an app. We put our payment information in there to get a ride from a stranger to take us to a destination. 10, 15 years ago, we would have never got in the car with a stranger. We would have never put all of our credit card information in an app or on our phone. So it's conditioning us to constantly accept change and control of our time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the bigger picture we really have to look at.
I think one of the things I think would be interesting if more people understood the tools they use.
Mm-hmm.
would be such a helpful thing. So instead of just using it, I'm not saying don't switch it, still use it as much as you use Instagram and Facebook, but maybe understand those tools, understand how that company works. Maybe you actually will learn more. Why not invest in the stuff you use the most? If you like Instagram so much, invest in it. But see, a lot of people don't want to sit down and actually understand that, you know. Well, for instance, do a lot of people even know that Instagram is not its own company? Facebook actually owns Instagram. Do people even know that? So you got this conglomerate social media platform, Facebook, that owns another huge social media platform. So why not invest in it? Why not invest in something you use a lot? That's the one rule somebody taught me. If you're going to invest something, invest in what you know.
Exactly. And when you look at it, and not to get too far off on the investment tangent, you look at where Facebook started, you know, 10, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for those who invest in stocks, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was worth back then, but the value of the Facebook stock has probably tripled, quadrupled, probably even more than that since it first came out. So imagine instead of just using Facebook at the time for a social media platform, actually investing and making money off of Facebook and social media and the things that we use. So you're right. I mean, the tools are out there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with social media. You know, we're not hitting necessarily bad stuff.
That's
media.
What I was trying to say.
It's how it's being used. Because, you know, we have a podcast, Hidden Truths Podcast. We use social media to promote and eventually monetize that. So there are great tools that can be used, but just like anything else, if a tool is used the wrong way, you won't get the result that you need to get from it. You know, if I use a fork to try to eat soup, that shit ain't gonna work.
But it's just as simple as that. I give a quick, really quick lesson on investing. So investing works as you know a company's moves, different things they're gonna do to change that company.
You know how they make money.
You know that those changes are gonna be positive, so that means they're gonna make more money. Same thing with social media. Imagine if these social media people out here that love social media so much invested in a social media platform where they know that that platform is going to start doing live video or something. That's a change that they know is going to be positive. And then guess what? They make money off of it because they invested in what they use every day, 12 times a day, in the middle of the night, before they go to work, while they're at work. Why not? But anyway, like you said, social media can be a great tool to use. Social media can be a drug if you want it to be. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, you just need to do self-evaluation of what you're using, how much you're using. I mean, you even got apps on your phone now that helps you see your productivity. Like on my iPhone, they have a new thing on the iPhone that shows what you use the most during the day. Well, it just shows your what you use. So if you're using calls mostly, or if you're using social
like
media.
Your data usage, your phone usage, or whatever.
No, it shows you how much time, actual time.
Okay.
So, like, if I look at my phone now, I can say I spent 23 hours in social media this week or today, or have a, you know, time only, or I spent 50 hours on the phone. That way you can start monitoring what you use and say to yourself, maybe that'll help you see that you got a problem.
Or maybe it allows Big Brother to see how everybody's using their time so we can figure out how to monetize that for ourselves.
That's true. That's true. Now, it's always the bigger piece, but I'm trying to make sure they help themselves.
From an individual standpoint,
use social media. Maybe you can just see how much you use, and maybe take that information and use it towards you to better yourself.
Because you have to budget your time like you budget your money.
That's true.
And, yeah, most people don't even budget their money, so we can we can start there.
Terrible allocation of energy.
Which one?
That not budgeting your time. Yes, yeah. Horrible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm with you, Nita. I got you. I feel you on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you look at so many of the other things in life. I mean, people talk about it all the time. I want to do this. I want to do that. People always talk about being busy. I ain't got the time. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at what are you doing with your time that you're quote unquote so busy doing. Like most people are busy doing absolutely nothing. People are just running in place and not making it anywhere. So let's reallocate your time so that you can achieve these goals that everybody constantly talks about. You know, I want to take a trip. I want to save more money. I want to have time to do the things that I enjoy in life. Well, if you stop bullshitting your time away, because everybody has the same 24 hours every day. People always ask me, well, you do this, you do that. How do you get all this done? Because I maximize my time. Time is the one commodity that we can never replace, but we squander it so much and so willingly. We can get more of everything else in life. We can never get more time. We can never get another body. So we have to use those things. We have to place the highest priority on those things. Watch how you're using your time.
Did you got any words for us with the social media aspect of things before we wrap it up for today?
I'm big on exchange of energy. So is it productive? Is it constructive or non-constructive?
Depends on
how
you're
using it. That's something to evaluate.
Okay.
I like it.
What about you, E-Money?
I'll just piggyback on that. You know, evaluate how you're using your time on social media. You know, again, I'll reiterate, my goal here is not to bash social media. Social media is a very powerful tool if you use it in a constructive manner. So use your social media time, or just use your time in general in a constructive manner to help you achieve the goals that you want to achieve in life. And you will get so much further. You know, all these people that you're following on social media, whoever it may be, well, they're probably, a lot of them, maybe using their time in a more constructive manner to live the lifestyle that you so vehemently want to live yourself. There's a reason why people are where they are in life. And it's not because they waste time. They use their time to the utmost capacity. So we have to do that as well. So let's reevaluate and start budgeting your time. And I'll reiterate, budget your time like you budget your money. And if you don't budget your money, start budgeting your money. You'll see where a lot of waste goes, and you can see where you can save. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
What about you, Jamie? What you got to say about it?
I think that you should use it to your best advantage. I mean, if you can use it, just use it to your advantage. Just like anything else. I'm a big on, if they offer it to you, take it.
Exactly. It's out there.
I'm not messing with you right now. You're trying to start a whole nother conversation.
But no, seriously. I mean, I think you just need to sit back and just try to... We have a subject coming up called Finding Your Purpose on here. And, you know, we're going to hit on, talk to some people about what the road is to finding your purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, maybe you should start using these outlets to see if you can find some sort of path to a purpose. Use it for your advantage, man. I'm just saying, you know, because the longer you use it just for entertainment, the farther behind you go get.
Couldn't have said it no better. And that's a perfect way to close it out. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, as always, this is the Hidden Truth Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, provide your comments. And if you would ever want to be a guest on the show, feel free to shoot us a DM on social media, Hidden Truth Podcast, or shoot us an email, thehiddentruthspodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to have you. We'd love to hear your comments. We're always looking for ways we can improve the product that we are providing to the community. So as always, kings and queens, stay up, we out.